continue to make plays this camp like you did last preseason. How tough was it for you to get back into that rhythm, to get back to this level that you had worked so hard to achieve last year?
Actually, I feel like it was a little bit easier this year. You know, I trust myself a little bit more. I'm more confident out there. And, you know, maybe even I might venture to say a little bit hungrier, you know, because of what did happen last year and the unfortunate situation. And, you know, hope it doesn't happen again. And, you know, just trying to make sure I work, you know, my butt off. If a situation like that does happen again, that I've done everything I can to make it.
Do you feel like a job was stolen from you almost last year when you suffered the injury?
No, not at all. You know, because it was nobody's fault, you know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like it was stolen from me, but I feel like it was my job to have. And because of the injury, I didn't get to have it. So just trying to make sure that I get back into that position this year.
How do you do that with all the additions that the Eagles have made? I mean, they signed Patrick Robinson, a veteran, mm-hmm. drafted two corners, Rasul's in there playing. Uh-huh. How do you keep that mindset? How do you remain as hungry as ever?
I think it kind of just puts a chip on my shoulder. You know, I knew the competition was going to be high. You know, we got rid of some corners, brought some new corners in. But, you know, last year during camp, I think we had 16 DBs total. We've got 16 right now, maybe 15, something like that. So I know that the competition is going to be high, and you know I can't control what everybody else does, but I can control the plays I make and the effort I give, and that's what I'm trying to do out there.
Malcolm Jenkins was just talking about how you've been one of the most impressive guys he's seen out there so far in this camp. You know, what does that say? You know, you're just talking about how hard you worked, but you know that other teammates, veterans on this team are taking notice of that.
To get something like that from Malcolm Jenkins, I mean, that's pretty big. That's a guy I look up to, you know, him and Rodney. And I kind of learned from him. You know, Jink's been in the game a long time, and he still gives everything he has every single day. And the biggest thing from what I remember when I first met him was that he likes to compete. That's one thing he said about himself, and I see that in him. And it kind of pushes us young guys. You know, there's a lot of us young guys here. It kind of pushes us to compete with him. You know, I want to be the best like Jink. You know, I want to be a Pro Bowl player like Jink. And so, you know, to have a guy like that lead the way kind of makes it a little bit easier on myself.
How do you kind of tune out, you know, what he mentioned about, you know, the team drafting other corners? You know, how do you kind of tune that out and just kind of focus on what you need to do to make the team?
You know, for me, I can't control that. I can't control what they do upstairs. You know, I can't control who they bring in. I can't control how good the players are they bring in. I can't control how many reps they want to give them. All I can control is how well I do with the reps I'm given and how hard I go every single day, you know. If my reps are limited, then I need to make sure that I'm giving everything I got when I have them. If I get more reps, I need to make sure I'm giving everything I got to make sure I continue to get those reps. So for me, it's not worrying about everybody else. It's worrying about what I can do with myself.
Confidence level second year along with the comfort level in the scheme a lot better than
Yeah, a lot there. Higher. I think a lot higher because I feel smarter on the field. I feel like I know what's coming. I know what they expect of us. And so I feel more confident. I feel like I've seen a lot of these players, a lot of the offense, things like that. I feel like I'm back into the American game, you know, from the Canadian game. Kind of took me a little while. And so I feel a lot more confident, and I feel like I'm a little bit smarter out there.